Welcome in or welcome back into the whole show. Our second hour rolling on this Monday, this Bronco Monday. Broncos Chargers going at it tonight for Monday Night Football and helping us set the stage a little bit better. Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. Zach, my man, we keep saying must win. I said must win against the Colts. They didn't, but I guess they didn't must win that one because I'm saying they must win again against the Chargers tonight.
Yeah, this one really is a must win, Brady. They had to get at least one of two between the Chargers and the Colts, and well, they didn't get it against the Colts, so now this one does set up for a must win. And Brady, get this, if the Broncos win, not only will they be second in the division, they'll only be one game back of the Chiefs. If they lose, well, then they're in a big hole because they're two games back of both the Chiefs and the Chargers, and they wouldn't have the tiebreaker over the Chargers. So this is a huge game.
All right, Zach, so take us through this thing. Obviously, the Broncos are riddled with injuries. The Chargers have some too, though. I mean, Keenan Allen, is he playing tonight? Everything I read was doubtful. Obviously, we know Joey Bosa's out. What's the status on Allen at this point?
Yeah, Keenan Allen is very likely not going to play, which is a big boost for the Broncos because the Broncos are going to be starting a rookie cornerback in Damari Mathis opposite Pat Surtain. And so not having two great wide receivers to face really helps the Broncos. If they want, they could have Pat Surtain follow Mike Williams or just make sure wherever Mike Williams is that they have safety help over top. So it's a big benefit for the Broncos.
No question. I mean, that was something I was trying to pay attention to all week was what it would look like for Keenan Allen. And you talk about Damari Mathis. What about Michael Ojemudia, too? Are we going to see a lot of him tonight? Or injury was a concern for him as well.
Yeah, he's likely going to be brought off the injured reserve today for the game, but I don't expect to see a big dose of him specifically when it comes to the defensive side. Maybe you see him worked in on a couple of special teams units, but he's still weeks away from really getting an opportunity. But it's Damari Mathis' position to lose right now.
What is your confidence level in him? Obviously, some big shoes to fill. Ronald Darby, I mean, we could debate all year who the biggest loss was between Garrett Bowles, Javonte Williams, back to Tim Patrick. But I think we all know Ronald Darby was just so important to this defense.
Yeah, he really was. Ronald Darby was an excellent number two cornerback for the Broncos. Really important because then you didn't have to really worry. You didn't have to worry about safety help over top. You would put Pat Surtain on the best receiver, and then you felt great, Ronald Darby, going up against anyone else. But now, with a rookie, for being a rookie, I am very confident in Damari Mathis. Now, that's a big, asterisk next to it for a rookie. But that's why the Broncos, they should use safety help. They should do everything they can to help him out. But I've really liked what I've seen from him, especially being a rookie. Playing cornerback as a rookie is a really tough position, and I think he's done a good job so far.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. How about the offensive line for Denver? It's kind of been musical chairs all year, and then obviously the news of Garrett Bowles just adds to that. What are we looking at for a starting front line tonight for Denver?
Yeah, well, we don't officially know, but what I expect it to be is Calvin Anderson taking over that left tackle spot, then Dalton Reisner. He's been dealing with an injury. I do expect him to play as well. And then, of course, the only guy that you can really count on this offensive line is Lloyd Cushenberry. Then Quinn Meinerz, I expect him to be back, which is going to be a huge boost for the Broncos because he's only played 18 snaps for the Broncos so far. And then at right tackle, you're hoping that you're going to see Billy Turner, but Brady, we've been saying that for weeks now. I would expect him to play, but if not, then you're looking at Cam Fleming again. So, I mean, just a big shakeup again on the offensive line.
And how big of a boost would it be? Well, both Quinn Meinerz and Billy Turner, we're still kind of in the somewhat wait-and-see mode for a guy like Quinn Meinerz, but I think the expectations were there. How much of a boost would it be if both Turner and Meinerz are going tonight?
It would be a big boost, especially with Quinn Meinerz, because he has played a lot this offseason and in training camp. For Billy Turner, I really think I'm really trying to calm my expectations on him, just because he's a guy that has not played football since last year. Did not do anything in training camp. Did not do anything in the offseason program. But eventually, he's supposed to be an upgrade for them. But getting Quinn Meinerz back, I think, would be huge.
Looking at this game tonight, obviously another nationally televised game, Zach. The pressure has certainly been on Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. I mean, in many respects, they've both kind of shared the laughing stock status, at least with the national media. Fair or unfair, we've been hearing it. It's just a huge, huge night for them. But we also know Russ he's banged up too.
Yeah, this is it's a huge game. I mean, primetime games, Brady, have not been kind to the Broncos, have not been kind to Russell Wilson or Nathaniel Hackett. And you know what? The Broncos are saying, with everything they've done with Russell Wilson this past week, that he has no excuses. So I'm not going to give him any excuses. If he's a full participant in practice 2 out of the 3 days last week, then I'm saying he should be ready to go. There's no excuses with Russ, although you do still keep an eye on that shoulder. You don't want him to get hit. And the guy that scares me a ton is Khalil Mack. Mm. We saw Khalil Mack have a monster game when he was with the Raiders against the Broncos, going up against Michael Schofield many years ago. Then he kind of died off. Wasn't an elite player, was a really good player. But right now, he's third in the NFL in sacks with 5 coming into this, only behind Bradley Chubb and a couple of guys that have just one more sack than him. So that's someone that really scares me when it comes to protecting Russ.
Scary anyway. And then when you look at the their offensive line status, it becomes something we should definitely be paying attention to, no question about it. But as far as Hackett and Russ, I mean, do you start to see this thing clicking tonight? I mean, we've been asking that question. I kind of thought against Indy, that first drive, you see Broncos move down the field, Russell Wilson rolls out, takes off for a nice rush, and I thought, okay, we're here, we're going to start seeing this offense go, and then unfortunately the rest of that game unfolded, and it was field goals galore. Will we start to see it, and perhaps is that going to be on Monday Night Football?
Brady, if we're ever going to see it, it would be tonight, because not only did the Broncos have a mini bye, it's the longest break that they're ever going to have in between games. But this Chargers defense is not good. They have a lot of good pieces on their defense, but the team is not as good as all of their individual pieces. They give up the third most points per game. If it's ever going to wake up, it is going to be tonight. So they better drop at least 20 points.
Isn't that something? We're like, come on, give us 20. Can they find a way to get 20? But I love what you say about the Chargers, because I've felt the same way. I think the Chargers have the better pieces. They have a better roster, maybe in the entire AFC West, but it's all not clicking together, which is why, you know, we're looking at a Chargers team that I think is quite beneath their, at least their fans' expectations going into the beginning of the season.
Exactly. And now they have put two wins together, so now they're starting to heat up. But the defense, I mean, you look at it, you can make an argument that when healthy, they have like 4 elite players on the defensive side of the ball. Now, they're without one of them in Joey Bosa, but you could still make an argument, 3 elite players, and they're one of the worst defenses. So that's what it's going to be about, just maintaining, not letting Derwin James ruin the game, not letting Khalil Mack ruin the game, and just not letting those playmakers beat you, because you can beat the rest of their defense pretty darn easily.
Zach Stevens joining us. The defense has been the bright spot for the Broncos for the most part. They've been battling some injuries as well, too. We talked about Darby. But help should be on the way tonight, and I want to get to that in a moment. But what about Josie Jewell? His situation, probably not a go tonight, right?
Nope. No Josie Jewell. So Alex Singleton and Brady, he's been a really nice player for the Broncos. I mean, he was a great player. He was a very productive player for the Philadelphia Eagles past 2 seasons, led them in tackles both years, and he's kind of picked up right where he left off. He's not going to make any game-changing plays for you, but he is exactly what you want from a backup. He's someone that can come in and just make you feel comfortable about the position. So I expect a lot of Alex Singleton tonight.
What about the safety position? Are we going to see Justin Simmons back with the Broncos tonight?
Yes, that's going to be a big boost. I fully expect to see Justin Simmons. And they need it because Caden Stearns is ruled out. He's been dealing with a little bit of a hip injury these past few weeks, and it flared up again this past week. So they're going to hold him out, and that's just all the more reason why it's huge that the Broncos are going to have Justin Simmons back. And Justin's a guy that's had a lot of success going up against Justin Herbert.
Well, what do you think, Zach, before we let you slide out of here, man? I'm seeing four and a half point dogs for the Broncos tonight, and what feels certainly like a must win to keep Broncos country in a positive way. How does this one shake out?
I think that 4 points is just about perfect, Brady. Unfortunately, I think it's about the right line. I think the Broncos are going to drop this one. The thing that gives me the most encouragement is the extra long bye week that the Broncos had, or the extra long time off that the Broncos had to prepare for this game. And the other thing is desperation. We saw it 2 weeks ago when the Broncos played the Raiders. The Raiders were the desperate team. They were searching for their first win. They had to get the win in order to keep their season alive. And that desperation, you could see it on the field. The Broncos are the more desperate team tonight, and that's why if they have a shot, it's going to come down to that. The offense finally starting to click and just the desperation kicking in. But I can't predict this team. You know, my gut tells me the Broncos are going to pull this out because of that desperation. My mind tells me, are you crazy? Look at the offense you've seen over these first five games of the season. They can't outscore Justin Herbert.
I know. My head, my heart playing tricks on me, too. This is the last one. If you lose to the Chargers tonight, now New York and Jacksonville become, obviously, must win games. They're better than we thought, both of those teams. And then you have the bye week. Zach, we're not making a coaching change if the Broncos lose the next three games, are we?
Likely not, but if they do lose the next three games, and especially if it's because the offense is not clicking, then anything's on the table, especially with the new ownership group. They had nothing to do with the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett. And if it gets to the point where they don't think fans are going to be showing up, where they think the sellout streak might stop after the bye week, then they may just have to make a move at 2-6. Because, Brady, remember, the first half of this schedule was so much easier than the back half of this schedule. So they could be sitting there and saying, if we're 2-6, what's it going to look like after this season? And obviously, you're not trading Russell Wilson. You're not making a quarterback change at any point, not just this year, in the next many years. So the head coach position would be one. I still think that they would end up just being patient with him because it's so early in the process. But if they're 2-6 at the bye, anything's on the table.
Wow, isn't that crazy? I mean, what are we talking about? It's nuts. We're already there at this point, which, again, is why this game means so much. Zach, I know you'll have plenty of pregame stuff for us to check out at DNVR Broncos.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate it, Brady. Love being on, and I hope I'm wrong so that we can keep a competitive season going this year.
I hope you're wrong, too, man. I usually don't ever hope you're wrong, but I do hope you're wrong tonight. We'll catch up with you later in the week, my man.
Right on. Thanks, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. He kind of likes the spread, the 4.5. It's tough. It's tough. I mean, the Chargers, what are they, 3-2? That's another one of those teams that I think's just been playing with their food. They're flirting with being bad and maybe good. You go back and forth. You know, against Houston, suddenly that was a game. They lost. I mean, they lost to the Jags, but the Jags are much better. So what do we know? What do we actually know right now? 18 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, we'll do the lunch rush coming back. Here on the whole show, the top stories trending nationally in the sports world. Don't go anywhere. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Your games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.